Welcome to Those Who Travel Meet Themselves. I am Michelle, your host, and today we will be chatting about Shaka iLembe. Shaka iLembe is possibly one of the best shows that happened in 2023 in South Africa, and it's based on the Shaka Zulu story. Now, Shaka is one of the kings of the Zulus, but he was essentially the man who put the nation on the map. And so today we are going to journey through Zululand through this podcast, and I just want to share my perspective on Shaka iLembe. So finding myself in the heart of Zululand, I was thrilled, really thrilled, to hear that Shaka iLembe was coming to our screens. So I made sure that I, you know, set the alarm and everything so that I could watch the show. I was hoping that there would be more hype around it, especially because I was in the heart of Zululand. And as I look at shows like this, it's free marketing. It really is free marketing, because I mean, if you live in a place that is essentially the home of where all this history took place, you need to market this place and really ride the wave. So why is Shaka iLembe important? For me, I believe that it allows folks to celebrate their history, to also shape their story. If it is incorrectly written in history, you now have the time to reshape the ideas and win hearts through the very same story that you might feel was misinterpreted. Now, the area that I find myself in really is the land of kings and queens. There are graves, like King Mpande's grave is in the city center. You go up the road and it's King Cetshwayo's homestead. And it's where it was historically. It's where they walked. It's where their feet touched the ground. You know, therefore, as the people who live in the area, surely when we have shows like this, one should take them and really use them to shape the story and reignite this fire in people's hearts. You know, often when you live in a place, sometimes you don't see its beauty. You just kind of, it's all very normal to you. You don't even see the value of it. And for outsiders, of course, they just see everything about it. I went and read some of the reviews, and Mangoba Mpingo said, "A beautiful piece of art. The cinematography and the score for this one was beyond what I had thought it would be. This is what Africa should do for African stories." I think he hits the nail on the head over there when he says that, because we need to shape our stories and we need to make sure that we use these movies and stories to create something phenomenal. So the question then becomes, how do we share our stories and promote our towns? Well, I've thought of three ways that can alter and shape the story around your history. And I'm going to take you through these three points. And I'm hoping that you'll also share some that have worked for you. I mean, everywhere around the world, people shape the history around their towns and around their families. So I think, why not do this for our towns? So the first point is, let's celebrate and talk about our stories and history. You have to weave your story into everything you do. You know, when you talk about something, it grows. When you don't talk about it, it diminishes and, well, slowly becomes a myth. Who wants to become a myth? You know, the second part is that you have to celebrate the music and the food and everything that forms part of that story. I mean, I was super excited to meet Mr. Mbuso Khoza, who is a brilliant musician. He did some of the moving music that you hear in Shaka iLembe. Whilst he has performed at several functions that I have attended, I think it would be fabulous to have one of his concerts in this historical town, and to actually have people purchase and support this thing. So it's something that can be done and should be done. And of course, we have to make it a thing. Make it a thing. You know, I watch people with shirts like, you know, written Being the Nation and this and that. And people make that a thing, whether it's something that other people think is stupid, whether people think it's not for them. But if it's a thing for you, then there becomes community around that thing. Basically, that's what happens. So, for instance, we have Heritage Day, which in the past really was Chagas Day. And according to history, it was the day that he was murdered, which really I would imagine that what one wants to celebrate is his life. So therefore, Chagas Day, which now has become a cultural heritage day, which then was turned into some different perspective for different people. I believe that it should be really celebrated. There should be music sessions. There should be cultural displays. There are ways in which story can be shared that don't just stop at dressing a certain way. Just go all in, like go all in. If you're in Limpopo, make this about your local history of your area and celebrate the living daylights out of it, for heaven's sake. You know, you make your story count. No one else will make your story count for you. And that's just the truth of the matter. So as it currently stands, it's January and we have 8 months before it's Heritage Day in South Africa. And I challenge each and every one of you to become champions of your story. Be the champion of the story around your culture, the area you live in, your family story. For heaven's sake, be the champion. There's something to be celebrated in who we are. Let's celebrate it. So just to recap, what did we say these 3 points were? Simply one, let's celebrate and talk about our story and history. Two, let's celebrate the music, the culture, and everything around that shapes the story. Let's be excited about it. Let's celebrate those people who do the music. Let's make the food a thing around the music, you know, and then make it a thing. Make it a thing. Make it a thing. Like, go all in. Do what you think needs to be done. Learn from other cultures. Google other cultures and find out how they make it a thing. Because once you make it a thing, it also impacts tourism. You know what I mean? So it just grows from there. So snowball it. Make it a thing. I really would like to see what comes out of it. I'm going to try from my little corner to also make it a thing out here. So I'd love, drop us a comment. Let's hear what you have to say about how you're going to make it a thing. Let's see how this Heritage Day can be even more, you know, amplified around heritage and culture and not just having a braai. I look forward to hearing from you. Till next time, I am Michelle from Those Who Travel Meet Themselves. My last and parting message for you is make it a thing. Make it a thing.